भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय तं आह भगवान् कर्ष्णीर् मातस् ते मतिर् अन्यथा मात्र भावम् अतिक्रम्य वर्तसे कामिनी यथा तामाह भगवान् कर्ष्णीर् मातस्ते मतिरन्यथा मात्र भावम् अतिक्रम्य वर्तसे कामिनी यथा भगवान् Ladies. Tom to her, Aha said, Bhagavan the Lord, Karshnihi Pradumna, Mataha, O Mother, Te your Matihi attitude, Anyata otherwise, Matrabhavam. The mood or affection of a mother. Atikramya, overstepping. Vartase, you are acting. Kamani, a girlfriend. Yata, like. Lord Pradumna told her, O mother, your attitude has changed. You are overstepping the proper feelings of a mother and behaving like a lover. Om Aganati Midantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tam aha Bhagavan Karshnir Mataste Matir Anyata Matra Bhavam Atikramya Vartase Kamaniyata. We discussed this verse the other day. The Pradyumna expressed surprise that you were behaving like a mother and all of a sudden now you're behaving anyata, not at all like a mother, but like a girlfriend. So, atikramya, this is going beyond proper limits. Ratiruvacha, Bhavan Narayana Sutta, Shambarena Hrito Grihat, Ahamte Dikrita Patni, Rati Kamo Bhavan Prabho. Rati said, you are the son of Lord Narayan, and were kidnapped from your parents' home by Shambhara. I, Rati, am your legitimate wife, O Master, because you are Cupid. Eshatvanir Dasham Sindhav Akshipaj Chambaro Shuraha Matsyograsi Tadudarad Iti Prapto Bhavan Prabho. That demon, Shambhara, threw you into the sea when you were not even 10 days old, and a fish swallowed you. Then, in this very place, we recovered you from the fish's abdomen, O Master. So twice here, Rati addresses Pradyumna, Prabho, O Master. To a child, one doesn't. Although I had an aunt, she used to speak to her son, sir. But generally, we don't address the child as master. But the husband is addressed as master. This is the etiquette. Tam imam jahi durdharsham. Durjayam Shatrumatmanaha Maya Shata Vidam Tamcha Maya Bir Mohanadi Bhi. Now kill this dreadful Shambhara, your formidable enemy. Although he knows hundreds of magic spells, you can defeat him with bewildering magic and other techniques. Parishojatite Mata Kurib Kurariva Gata Praja Putrasneha Kula Dina Vivatsa Gauriva Tura. Your poor mother, having lost her son, cries for you like a kurari bird. She is overwhelmed with love for her child, just like a cow that has lost its calf. So Pradyumna's real mother was Rukmini, and Rati is describing Rukmini's feelings. Prabhashyavam dado vidyam pradumnaya mahatmane mayavati mahamayam sarvamaya vinashanim Shukadeva Goswami continued, speaking thus, Mayavati gave to the great soul Pradyumna the mystic knowledge called Mahamaya, which vanquishes all other deluding spells. So he had a very useful life. Satcha shambaram abhyetya samyugaya samavayat avishayais tamakshepai kripan sanjanayan kalim. Pradyumna approached Shambhara and called him to battle, hurling intolerable insults at him to foment a conflict. We find this with the dealings of Kshatriyas, that they don't shoot you in the back, but they call you to battle. Come on, fight. And we find in several places in Bhagavatam that they become very insulting, or they deride their opponent. You're useless. You're no better than the stool of your mother. You're the lowest among men. You're a dog. So that means let's fight. Let's fight. So dikshipto divacho bhi padahata ivoragaha nishchakrama gada panir amarshat tamralochanaha. Offended by these harsh words, Shambhara became as agitated as a kicked snake. He came out club in hand, his eyes red with rage. Kadam avidya tarasa pradumnaya mahatmane prakshipya vyanadan nadam vajranishpesha nishtunam. Shambhara whirled his club swiftly about and then hurled it at the wise Pradyumna, producing a sound as sharp as a thunder crack. Tam apat tantim Bhagavan Pradyumno gadaya gadam apashya shatrave krudha prahinot swagadam napa. As Shambhara's club came flying toward him, Lord Pradyumna knocked it away with his own. Then, O king, Pradyumna angrily threw his club at the enemy. Satchamayam samashritya daitayim mayadarshitam mamuchestra mayam varsham karshno vaiha yaso sudaha. Resorting to the black magic of the daityas taught to him by Maya Danava, Shambhara suddenly appeared in the sky and released a downpour of weapons upon Krishna's son. Oh, he resorted to demonic weapons. Bhajyamano stravarshena rokmineyo maharataha satvamikam mahavidyam sarvamayo pamardanim. Harassed by this rain of weapons, Lord Rokmineya, the great powerful warrior, made use of the mystic science called Mahamaya, which was created from the mode of goodness, and which could defeat all other mystic powers. So, Sattva Atmikam, he used this mystic power called Mahamaya, which came from the mode of goodness. So that power was able to defeat the demonic powers of Shambhara. As light drives away darkness, then goodness drives away passion and ignorance. Or transcendental knowledge drives away darkness. Yaha Krishna taha maya nahi adhikar. Where there's Krishna consciousness, then maya can't act. The material illusion can't act. We find this also in the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj. He was harassed by the weapons of the Yakshas, who were also demonic, and they created so many weapons by the power of illusion. So it seemed that there was blood raining from the sky, stones were falling, trees were falling, clouds were enveloping the whole battlefield. All of these fearsome weapons were released, but they were all products of illusion. That's the expertise of the Yakshas. They're expert in these illusory tricks. And the Dhruva Maharaj had received a weapon sanctified by the holy name of the Lord. So when he released that weapon, Maya disappeared, and he was able to defeat the Yakshas. So this is indicated here that Lord Pradyumna, that Shambhara had all sorts of demonic weapons, which were in essence products of illusion, black magic. But with the help of his wife, Pradyumna was able to use another kind of magic evolved from the mode of goodness. This material energy is a kind of magic. This material world is dukkhaliyam ashashvatam. It's temporary, it's miserable. But by the power of illusion, people embrace the source of their misery. And they think themselves very fortunate. They think that they're advancing. They think that they're enjoying. By the power of illusion. By the power of illusion. Even the pig is enjoying eating stool, having sex with a fat old sow. He's thinking, this is great. That's called avaranatmaka shakti, the covering potency of the illusory energy. So under that covering potency, the whole world is bewildered. What is that? Tribhir gunamayar pavayar ebi sarvamidam jagat mohitam nabijanati mamebhya paramapriyam. Bewildered by the illusory energy, the whole world is thinking, this is great, this is the place to be. And they're unable to understand Krishna consciousness. Mamamaya duratya. Because the illusory energy is very powerful. But mameva ye prapadyante mayame tam tarantite. If someone surrenders to Krishna, he skips over the power of maya by another kind of magic. Krishna consciousness is also magic, but it's transcendental magic. Just like sometimes Krishna consciousness movement is criticized, that it's some sort of hypnosis, that people just become crazy by chanting this mantra, and they become hypnotized. Then they can't do anything but chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So, all right, accepting that, but you're hypnotized by Maya. You can't get your eyes off the internet, you can't get your eyes off passionate scenes from magazines or movies or supposedly real life. So you're hypnotized by Maya, and we're hypnotized by Krishna. You're obsessed by the magic of this material world, and we're obsessed by the magic of the spiritual world. Everyone's absorbed in something. You get people that they're just like totally gaga over cars. You know, just whole magazines devoted to, you know, chunk of metal with an engine in it and some tires. And people are going through it, can't wait to get the next issue and talk about it. And what is it? It's a car. Or they're involved in some arcane intellectual pursuit. They're discussing the difference between this insect and that insect. Or so many things. And they're absorbed in it. Or they're absorbed in half the world. Where is money? 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 Risk their lives for money. Where is sex? Where is sex? Where is sex? Risk their lives for that also. Risk their reputations, risk their money, risk their life, risk their health. Where is sex? Where is sex? Where is sex? Where is sex? So they're obsessed, enchanted, under the magic spell of all these things. And we're enchanted by the magic spell of Krishna. Yanasha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrati samyami tasyam jagrati bhutani sanasha pashito mune. What they think is day, we think is night. What we think is day, they think is night. Even literally, we get up at 4 in the morning and we take rest by 8 or 9, 10. They get up at like 11 in the morning. Students, if they can, if their first class is at 11, they'll get up at 10:45. And while we're sleeping, that's when they're active. Till 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. So even literally, what for us is day, for them is night. Why are you getting up so early in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning? And why are you going to sleep just when the fun begins? And for us, what are you doing up at these crazy hours, 12, 1? And why are you sleeping during the most important part of the day? So we just have a different take on it. They probably said they think we're crazy, we think they're crazy. So they're enchanted by something, we're enchanted by something. But what they're enchanted by comes and goes. Yaranjavanta kontiya nateshu ramate buddha. It has a beginning, it has an end, and therefore Krishna says no intelligent person gets his pleasure from these things. Ramante yogino nante satyananda chadatma. The devotees get their pleasure from the absolute, from the unlimited, from the permanent. So they have their magic, we have our magic. But our magic is stronger and better. Their magic will come and go, and this magic will last forever. So gau hyaka gantarva paishar chodaga rakshasihi prayumta shatasho daitya karshnir vyadda mayat sataha. The demon then unleashed hundreds of mystic weapons belonging to the guhyakas, gantarvas, pishachas, uragas, and rakshasas. but Lord Karshni Pradumna struck them all down. So these are all demons and magicians, the Guyakas, the celestial serpents, the Rakshasas. So that was Shambhara's repertoire of weapons. But Lord Krishna's son, Pradumna, defeated them all. Nishatam asim udyamya sakiritam sakundalam shambarasya shirakayat tamra smash rojasaharat. Drawing his sharp-edged sword, Pradumna forcefully cut off Shambhara's head, complete with red mustache, helmet, and earrings. Akiryamano divijai stuvadpi kusumot karaihe Paryayambaracharinya puram nito vihayasa. As the residents of the higher planets showered Pradumna with flowers and chanted his praises, his wife appeared in the sky and transported him through the heavens back to the city of Dwarka. Good wife. Antapura varam rajan lalana shatashankulam vivesha patnya gaganad vidyuteva palahakaha. O king, Lord Pradumna and his wife resembled a cloud accompanied by lightning as they descended from the sky into the inner quarters of Krishna's most excellent palace, which were crowded with lovely women. So they descended into the Antapura. Antapura means the inner quarters of the house. The houses were so constructed that there was an outer portion and an inner portion. So the Prabhupada mentions this, that even until recent times, this was the system in Bengal and in other places, that there's the outer section of the house where the man sits and meets his friends or meets his business associates, and they transact their business or whatever it is. That's the public section. Then there's the Antapura, the area where the women would live. And that was not accessible to the general public. So in this way, the women were not... what's the word? Freely accessible or even seen. They would have their inner quarters. And they had their whole life there. There was some feminist from America who came to India. And you expect that when a feminist comes to India, she's going to go, all the women are oppressed and they have no freedom and they have to do this and they have to do that and they can't do this and they can't do that. But what she saw when she came is that the women have their whole life, and it's not just relative to men all the time. So the women are with the women, and they've got a whole thing going. She liked it. Thought, this is nice. This is actually an advanced standard of civilization. When you go to the West, and now, of course, it's becoming more prominent in India also, it's the man and the woman. The mama bear and the papa bear and the couple baby bears. But it's all, and the whole drama is this man and this woman, and all about their dealings and all about their agreements and disagreements and all about what he wants and all about what she wants and all about this and all about that. And it's all about these two people. But in the Vedic culture, there's an extended family. So in the extended family, you get more men and you get more women. So instead of the man always being relative to the woman, and the woman always being relative to the man, and all this drama taking place, you have women who hang out with women and men who hang out with men. So the women cook together and the men do business together and all of these sort of things. And it takes a lot of pressure off. It takes a lot of pressure off. When it's always this drama of the man and the woman, so much freight is loaded onto that car that the thing can collapse or go off the rails. And so we get dissatisfaction, divorce, or stormy marriages. But when it's extended, when the energy is diffused or distributed, then life is a lot easier. And spiritual progress is a lot more, it's a lot more congenial to spiritual progress. Tam drishtva jaladashamam pitakoshe avasasam pralamba bahum tam raksham susmitam ruchirananam svalankrita mukam pojam nila vakra lakalibhi krishnam matva striyo hrita niliyus tatra tatraha. The women of the palace thought that he was Lord Krishna. When they saw his dark blue complexion, the color of a rain cloud, his yellow silk garments, his long arms and red-tinged eyes, his charming lotus face adorned with a pleasing smile, his fine ornaments, and his thick, curly blue hair. Thus the women became bashful and hid themselves here and there. Avataya Shanar. I don't exactly understand why the women became bashful in the presence of the person they thought was his husband, their husband. It's an interesting psychological study. We invite comments on that. Any comments on that? Why these women became bashful in the presence of their husband? Of course, the women were naturally shy, but why extra shy when their husband came? Yes? Yeah, it's the way Krishna wants them to act, but that doesn't tell us very much. It's like, you know, why do birds fly? Well, because that's the way nature's made them. Yeah, I mean, it's true, but it doesn't tell us very much. Right. Right. When
inside the palace, they were more intimate.
Yeah. Outside, when Krishna came to Dwarka, the women were feeling all shy. It's a big public scene. Krishna's arriving. So rather than just go out and embrace Krishna, they sent their sons. And they also, they had some shy glances, sidelong glances, and that sort of thing. But they didn't, wow, you're here. Great. None of that. So that we understand. They were shy in public. But now here Krishna's showing up in the Antarpur. So why the shyness in this circumstance? That's the question. Yes? Right. Well, let's see. Were these Krishna's wives or were they somebody else's wives? Because Rukmini was there. My impression by reading this was that it was, in fact, I think it's later stated that they were, like his aunts, But you could be right. It's not specifically stated that these were all Krishna's queens. So they could have been other ladies and palace women. That could work. Good. Yes. Not enough, Maharaj.
Krishna's beauty and Krishna's all attractiveness is ever increasing and ever new. So in one sense, even his wives, every time they see him, it's like a new experience. Mm. Because it's not that a familiarity as I know him, and because his beauty and his love and everything is ever increasing. So even being with him 24 hours a day, we could, perhaps they're bashful because it's just so intimate and so awesome how Krishna is always revealing newer and newer and newer opulences.
Mm. Nice. Another thought occurred to me that actually in the dealings between men and women, this is one way in which women are attractive, because they don't just throw themselves out and say, well, here I am, okay, what do you want from me? It's always, come get me. Or there's always a sort of holding back. Somebody was commenting, some social commentator, they're saying that the way women dress these days, there's like nothing left to discover. You know, it's already out there on the table, as it were. So he was observing that some women were, covering up and, making themselves more scarce, as it were, so that they become more interesting, more attractive, and more enchanting. So that's actually feminine. Feminine behavior is not like throwing yourself out in the middle of everything, all totally exposed and available. It's being shy or covered or even mysterious. So that's when things are not all screwed up, that's a natural feeling for women, to be more reserved, more shy, more, well, all of a sudden this guy is here. Well, even if it's our husband, he's right in the middle of, like a sudden a big bird lands in the middle of little birds. So little birds. Well, that's a thought. Any other thoughts on this? Okay, we'll see if anything further comes out from the text. So they became bashful and they hid themselves here and there. Avadharya shanair ishad vailakshanyena yoshitaha upajagmu pramudita sastri ratnam savismitaha. Gradually, from the slight differences between his appearance and Krishna's, the ladies realized he was not the Lord. Delighted and astonished, they approached Pradyumna and his consort, who was a jewel among women. Ata tatra sita pangi vaidarbhi vagupashani asmarat svasutam nashtam snehasnuta payodhara. Seeing Pradyumna, sweet-voiced, dark-eyed Rukmini remembered her lost son, and her breasts became moist out of affection. Konvayam nadavai durya kasyava kamalekshanaha dritakaya va jatare keyam labta twane nava. Srimati Rukmini Devi said, "Who is this lotus-eyed jewel among men? What man's son is he? And what woman carried him in her womb? And who is this woman he has taken as his wife? Mama chapyatmajo nashto nitoya sutika grahat etat tulya vayo rupo yadi jivati kutrachit." If my lost son, who was kidnapped from the maternity room, were still alive somewhere, he would be of the same age and appearance as this young man. Katam tvanena sampraptam sarupyam sangatanvanaha akritya vayavair gatya swara hasavalokanaihi. But how is it that this young man so much resembles my own Lord, Krishna, the wielder of Sangha, in his bodily form and his limbs, in his gait and the tone of his voice, and in his smiling glance? Sa eva va bhaven nunam yo me garbhe dritor bhakaha amushmin pritir adhika vamasputati me bhujaha. Yes, he must be the same child I bore in my womb, since I feel great affection for him, and my left arm is quivering. Evam imam samanayam vaidarbhyam devaki sutaha devakyanakadundubhyam uttama shloka agamat. As Queen Rukmini conjectured in this way, Lord Krishna, the son of Devaki, arrived on the scene with Vasudev and Devaki. Vigyatartopi bhagavans tushnimasa janardanaha narado katayat sarvam shambara haranadikam. Although Lord Janardan knew perfectly well what had transpired, he remained silent. The sage Narada, however, explained everything, beginning with Shambhara's kidnapping of the child. Tachchrutva mahadascharyam krishnanta pudayoshitaha abhyanandan bahun abdan nashtam ritam ivagatam. When the women of Lord Krishna's palace heard this most amazing account, they joyfully greeted Pradyumna, who had been lost for many years, but who had now returned as if from the dead. Yeah, so here they're described Pura Yoshitaha, the palace women. They're not described as Krishna's wives. They're described as Krishnanta Pura Yoshitaha, the women of the inner palace of Lord Krishna. So at least Rukmini was Krishna's wives, but it's not stated that they all were. Devaki vasudevascha krishna ramo tatastriyaha dampatito parishvajya rukmini cha yayur mudam. Devaki, Vasudev, Krishna, Balaram, and all the women of the palace, especially Queen Rukmini, embraced the young couple and rejoiced. Also, from another consideration, there were lots of palaces. So it appears that this was Queen Rukmini's palace, since she was there. Not that all the queens were crowded into one palace, that's right. There were 16,108 queens. There were 16,108 palaces. Not that all the queens were in one palace to fight with one another. They each had their own palace, and in this palace Rukmini was present, along with so many other women of the palace. Nashtam pradumnam ayatam akarnya dvarakao kashaha aho mrita ivayato palo dishyeti habruvan. Hearing that lost Pradumna had come home, the residents of Dwarka declared, "Ah, providence has allowed this child to return, as if from death." Yam vai muhu pitra sarupa nijesha pavas tanmataro yadabhajan raharudhapava chitram natat kalurasa brahmaspada bimba bimbe kame smare ksha vishaye kimutanya naryaha. It is not astonishing that the palace women, who should have felt maternal affection for Pradumna, privately felt ecstatic attraction for him, as if he were their own lord. After all, the son exactly resembled his father. Indeed, Pradumna was a perfect reflection of the beauty of Lord Krishna, the shelter of the goddess of fortune, and appeared before their eyes as Cupid himself. Since even those on the level of his mother felt conjugal attraction for him, then what to speak of how other women felt when they saw him? Purport. As Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains, whenever the palace women saw Sri Pradumna, they immediately remembered their lord, Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Shukadev Goswami has explained that in the beginning, all the residents of the palace, who were all mothers and stepmothers of Pradumna, mistook him to be Krishna and were all bashful, infected by the desire for conjugal love. The explanation is that Pradumna's personal appearance was exactly like Krishna's, and he was factually Cupid himself. There was no cause of astonishment, therefore, when the mothers of Pradumna and other women mistook him in that way. It is clear from the statement that Pradumna's bodily characteristics were so similar to Krishna's that he was mistaken to be Krishna, even by his mother. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 55th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The History of Pradumna. So it seems these palace women were mothers, stepmothers, and other women. But they all felt bashful in the presence of this person that they thought to be Krishna. And then they saw that he wasn't Krishna. They became curious. Who is this? Along with his consort. And these things are described here. We're basically out of time. Are there any quick questions? Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Here right now, when Rukmini saw Pradumna and some auspicious signs she saw, her left body was quivering. So what is the significance of auspiciousness and inauspiciousness in the life of devotees?
What is the meaning of auspicious or inauspicious signs in the life of a devotee? Because Rukmini felt that her left arm was quivering, that was an auspicious sign. So these may be there in the lives of a devotee also. You sometimes go someplace and you feel that this is the wrong place. Sometimes it's by intelligence. People are drinking there, people are smoking there. Or sometimes you just get a funny feeling, something's wrong here. So that may be Krishna's direction to the devotee. Or sometimes these things may happen. It's not restricted that only the non-devotees can see these omens. It's a science.
as astrology is a science, as there are many sciences. So there's a science of omens. Prabhupada describes that in Krishna book. You see a cow with her calf, that's an auspicious omen. Then you see, an empty bucket, that's an inauspicious omen. There's auspicious and inauspicious omens. And those who are expert, which most people aren't, can read the signs. I'm thinking of one in my experience. I won't tell you the story, but it was like, it had inauspicious written all over it. And then I consulted a devotee who's an astrologer and said, you know, what do you think about this? So he consulted the time when I asked him, and he said it was like, you know, absolutely inauspicious. So it was my feeling that it was inauspicious, and then when I asked him, it was like, and by intelligence also one could say, yeah, this, the circumstances were such that it would have been, you'd expect an inauspicious omen at that time. So these things are there, but we can't just govern our lives by omens and signs and all of these things. We go mainly by Shastra, the orders of the spiritual master, the advice of the devotees, and we chant Hare Krishna. Even when things apparently look inauspicious, like Juhu looked like the most inauspicious place. It's covered with legal implications. The ground is infested with rats and snakes and so on. And there are so many signs that this is just something you'd want to get out of. And the devotees, that's how they read the signs. Let's get out of here and go back downtown where the action is. And Srila Prabhupada read it all a different way. He read it all a different way. And so I think today is the anniversary of the installation of Radharasa Bihariji. So we don't govern our lives only by omens, but for one who knows the science, these things are there. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. We see that if somebody is serving at the level of, you know, conjugal love, or say, let us say, wife, if she feels the mood of servant or a mother or a friend, then that is all right. Like, that goes with the mellows.
It's sometimes all right.
Yeah, but
like mother, generally the feeling of a mother and the feeling of a lover are not compatible.
Yes, but on the other hand, the lower, like, I mean, other.
No, it's not a question of higher or lower. Yeah. At the highest stages, it's incompatible. It's incompatible in our kind of life. It's incompatible in Goloka Vrindavan. And examples are given by Srila Rupa Goswami of expressions of conjugal love mixed with maternal affection. And it's kind of like, what? Even Pradyumna expressed that to Rati. Wait a second, you're acting like my mother, and all. Now you're coming on like a girlfriend. This doesn't mix. I mean, if you start with motherhood, if a mother starts behaving like a wife or a girlfriend, you say, whoa. So that means they're incompatible. That helps you judge it. If you're looking at it from the other way, from the girlfriend platform. No, this motherly affection is not compatible. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami describes it that way, that servanthood is compatible with all the relationships because it's the essence of all the relationships. Then friendship is compatible with this, but not with that. Maternal is with this, but not with that. Conjugal with this, but not with that. So the list is given in Nectar of Devotion. What's compatible, what's incompatible. So maternal and conjugal, incompatible. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami was expert in all of these things. And therefore, if any drama was to be presented before Lord Chaitanya, first Swarup Damodar would judge it to see that there was no incompatible mixing of rasas, because that's like a bad taste. Lord Chaitanya wouldn't want to taste something with that kind of mixed feeling. The feelings should be in proper order, and then it's very tasty. Like if you have sweet rice with khajur, it's very nice. But if you have sweet rice with imli, it's not very nice. So that's the sort of thing that Srupa Damodar Goswami would detect, and then if it wasn't in line, he would say, no, 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 no.
But here it says that it is not surprising, therefore in this context it was said that it was not surprising for them.
It wasn't surprising, it was incompatible that Rukmini's Pradyumna's mother would be feeling attracted to him like a wife, but it was understandable because he looked like her husband. We're not attracted to our son with conjugal affection, but if he looks like our husband, then the feelings may be there. But then because he reminds me of my husband. You don't follow up on that, say, okay, let's, you know, get together. But he looked so much like Krishna that the natural love for Krishna was stimulated. That's the idea. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.